Calling all true crime aficionados. Are you looking for a new true crime podcast? Something a little different from the rest? Based on the Evidence podcast from Three Sons Productions features a dynamic mother and son duo, Christine and Zach, who examine true crime stories, look at the evidence, and share their opinions on whether the jury got the decision right. Tune in to hear about the crimes, keep coming back for the personal stories between the duo, and have a good laugh along the way. This is a unique podcast with two charismatic hosts. Be sure to check it out through Apple Podcasts and check the show notes for the link. The following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
I blame this movie for this movie. I don't know.
The terrible Australian Bea Jermaine.
Between the puppet sex, the puppet porn, the puppet vomiting, the puppets eating shit, this was the same one was going too far.
Professor Batch.
I tell you, that's a Canadian hard 30.
It contains coarse language.
They're not even there! What is going on?
Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for XXX movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
She was young, beautiful, and married, but she was not desired.
I want you like we used to want.
She had everything, but she was not fulfilled.
God, it has nothing to do with you.
Until a stranger entered her life.
I know what you really are.
I make no excuses for what I do.
And swept her into a world of insatiable passion.
I want you to move in with me.
No. I'm gonna kill him.
You have a mistress, don't you?
Let's go to him. That is your husband. Talk to him.
I can't be what you want me to be.
Yes, you can.
It's over.
You don't love him.
Nicolas Cage.
I can't get you out of me.
You don't know anything about love.
Judge Reinhold and sensational film newcomer Erica Anderson.
Be careful what you want. You might just get it.
Joe!
Sandra Lee.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the To Be Tuesdays podcast right here at the Super Network. It is a co-production with Pop4D, and we are here, as we always are, every week to watch movies on the free streaming service Tubi, which is amazing because it's free and it has ads, and we include all of that in this podcast, so please enjoy. I am Super Marcy, of course. Like, who else would it be? I'm actually back with a voice. Robot Marcy, aka Martha, might return. I don't know. We'll see. However, I'm joined by, I guess, my usual co-host, but we'll see if it is actually him. But please welcome Bea Jermaine.
I'm sorry, Marcy. Bea Jermaine's not here today. It's only Nicolas Cage.
Oh, wow. Hello, Nicolas Cage. Good to have you on the To Be Tuesdays podcast.
Indeed, I'm very excited to be on the podcast. It's been a while. And also, Beats, but what people don't realize is, even though, yes, I am Nicolas Cage, I'm actually Nicolas Cage playing Bea Jermaine on this show.
Wow. My mind is blown right now. I cannot contain my freaking excitement right now.
Indeed, it took me at least five minutes to fully get into the mindset of Bea Jermaine. So it was pretty easy. All I had to say was, I'm a terrible Australian, off the top of my lungs, and that was basically it.
Excellent. I like this method acting. And we're also joined by our other regular co-host. He is from Pop4D and Webtales, a Spider-Man podcast. Please welcome Professor Batch. How are you, Batch?
Good day. How are you? It's good to see you back.
Yes.
You didn't know. You didn't know what voice I was going to use.
I was scared.
But we haven't even started and you were scared. Good to have you back, Marcy. We were worried that the void totally took you, but Martha, aka Robot Marcy, was here last week. I don't know how, but she signed like a six-figure deal with the Super Network, so you're not getting rid of her.
Yeah, I know, right?
She's under contract now. That's how this podcast stuff works, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
I think she's got a cut for, what, 70% of your guys' Patreon earnings? So you might want to renegotiate that contract for her. But.
She's quite evil. She's quite evil. I don't know. I'm scared of Martha.
I'm going to be starring. Actually, funnily enough, I'm going to be starring in the movie adaptation of How Martha Get on the Podcast. It's going to be called Martha Bot.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And Meryl Streep is going to play Marcy B. Martha.
No, okay then. And, yep, thanks. Amazing. We move quickly, apparently.
So what's the movie this week? Whose pick is it? Who's torturing the rest of us this week? I know I tortured you all last week with The Void.
Well, to be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair. The Void was actually a pretty decent movie. However, I figured, I mean, since we randomly just happened to have Nicolas Cage as a guest, that we have not watched a Nicolas Cage movie on Tubi, and there is one that I really haven't even heard of. None of us have seen. We have no idea what we're in for. I don't even think Nicolas Cage has seen his own movie because it's so obscure. We are watching. Oh, sorry. Yes, please.
I was going to say this was probably one of the 10 movies I made during the span of between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. back in 1991. Because I made at least 400 other movies that same week.
That's impressive. Yes. So, we are watching Xanderly, which, of course, stars our guest, Nicolas Cage, Judge Reinhold. Yes.
With an impressive fucking mustache, I must say.
Yes, they both have these mustaches, and apparently, this film also has Joe Pantoliano and Steve Buscemi and Marissa Tomei. So, we will see how this goes.
Way too much star power for this podcast. I'm shutting this down right now. We can't watch this movie.
First of all, I'm very excited for this movie because one of the reasons why I love this movie and being a part of it so much is that the same director of this will go on to make Free Willy Free.
Arguably the best third movie of the Free Willy movies.
Jeez.
And sorry, this is me, Jemite, interjecting even though Nicolas Cage is coming in. That is not a joke. The same director of this did go on to make Free Willy Free.
Where'd you come from? Nicolas Cage was here.
First of all, Nicolas Cage had me tied up in the closet because he wanted to be the main guest on the show.
I know exactly how that feels. Craven does that to me all the time. Doesn't it suck?
First of all, I sympathize with Craven because I too want to be unleashed onto the world because I am the most important personality between the two of us. Cage, you know, as much as I do love you, you've taken too much of our audience's time by being on the show.
God damn it. You had to mention his name, didn't you? Hey, guys! Hey, I'm on this show now. Hey, Nicolas Cage is here, buddy! How you doing? We party all the time. I know this guy.
That's very good. Thanks, Craven. I'm a big fan of your work, particularly the time when you tried to hunt Spider-Man. And believe me, I should know, when you were hunting Spider-Man, you were technically hunting me as a variant.
Remember that time when I roofied you and then you wouldn't stop using that accent? Oh, that was so funny, man.
Indeed, I spoke with a Spanish accent, which is like this. Señor.
Oh, man, I'm not going nowhere, man. I'm doing this commentary with you guys. I don't even know what the show is.
Shut up already.
Fucking hell, now Martha's showing up.
All right, now, Cage, you need to lie down, and you can chime in, but you have to wait. It's your turn. All right, fine. I'll just sit here and make another movie while you guys are talking about this, and during my break, I'll come in and chime in about the making of this movie.
Awesome.
Yeah, you too, Craven. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Yes. Hello, I'm Benjamin. I'm nice to be on the show.
And this is why we are the number one Tubi-related podcast.
Number one,
hosted by two Australians and a Canadian with all the voices in our heads.
Yes.
Exactly.
I hear voices in my head. They talk to me.
Indeed.
Hey, that's Randy Orton's song. I know that guy too.
But
not quite a spit take.
But I guess with terms of the ground rules, as we always do, for all those out there, what you need to do is go to Tubi, look for the film Zandali, and we're going to be playing the movie from the very start. So I'm going to count down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the audio commentary. That's when you play the movie, and that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But I'm pretty sure, like our other episodes of Tubi Tuesdays, even if you don't have a copy of this movie or if it's not streaming anywhere on your local Tubi, I'm pretty sure the episode itself will still be a fun listen regardless. So, and also, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. And so when an ad does pop up, we'll shout out ad, and that's where you pause the film. And then that way, and then once the ad's finished, we'll let you know, and then you can restart the film again.
Any other show would edit that out. Not us.
Nope. Because we're gonna if we're gonna watch stuff from Tubi, we're gonna have the full Tubi experience.
Yeah. And if you do decide to join our Patreon, if you haven't already, which is at patreon.com/thesupernetwork, you actually get all the episodes of Tubi Tuesdays 2 days early before release, and more often than not, there will be the video show version where you can watch us watching the movie and you can see all the visual gags. So there's a nice added element of that, and it is on our very cheapest tier because we are cheap whores. So,
indeed,
you will see, as I like to say, smoke, smoke, smoke,
or as Nicholas. As Nicolas Cage will like to say, cage, cage, cage.
Jesus Christ. I can't do this anymore.
Look, cocaine. Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Or as I like to call it, cocaine. One step and you become crazy like me.
Hey, Nicolas, man, do you... Nick, man, are you holding? You got any, man?
Yes, I am.
This is gonna be a good movie. Yeah, she gets it.
Smoke. Fucking hell, she's a stoner, a pothead. Fuck off, AI Marcy.
Alright, sorry, it's Nicolas Cage here again. I just want to say that I really like this Marfa robot. I think I might make her my sixth wife.
Me too, man.
Alright, Nicolas Cage, you go away for a little bit. Okay, bye. Okay, and we'll start the movie. So I'll count us down.
Yep.
And when I say go, that's when you play the movie.
All right.
And so let's do this. I don't know what to expect from Zandali, so I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. If anyone's still listening by now, we should start the movie.
Yes.
Exactly. Let's do this right now. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And we're off.
That is the cheapest looking... That is the cheapest looking Paramount Studios logo.
Electric pictures.
Because Nicolas Cage is electric.
Electric Cage.
I got a feeling Stefan Arberg is not his real name.
I don't think anyone's using their real name as well. It's the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Fucking hell.
Hey, that's me.
Shut up, Cage. I'm enjoying the music, alright?
This sounds like Blind Melon.
All I can say is all do. Wait, wrong song.
Is this the Asylum version of Xanadu, Zandali?
Yes.
I feel like it is. Do 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 do.
It's New Orleans.
Yeah. That would make
Aaron sense. Neville the singer.
Wait, what?
That's Aaron Neville, Aaron Neville, the singer, the guy who's like, I don't know much.
I love you. Oh, shit. Okay.
And yet he has a higher screen credit than Marissa Tomei and Steve Buscemi.
What is going on?
Look at that hair on that dude there.
Look at everyone's like hair.
That's almost like my hair at the moment. My hair's almost getting that long.
Pray for Rain did the music for this movie. That explains everything. I don't know who they are, but I assume that's what they did. But also, did I just see back there on the in the street, did I see Danny McBride? I saw a dude who looked like Danny McBride.
Probably. So, is this the main girl in the movie?
Yeah. Erica Anderson?
I've never heard of her.
Actually, we've seen her in stuff before because she was in... Oh, where is her? Where is she? She plays Xanderlee Mum. What a weird name.
Her name is Xanderlee, so Xanderlee is a girl's name. Or a character's name.
Yeah. Well, she played...
Boobs!
Booby Fair.
Boobs!
It's that sexy Judge Reinhold.
Look at that mustache.
Who wants a mustache ride?
She does, evidently.
She's dancing around. Bush or was I dreaming?
You did see Bush. Are we sure this is not an episode of After Dark?
Might as well be at this point.
Okay, Bede, what's the patron tier for that mustache?
Yeah, it's only like at least one more tier. A one to more subscriber.
Oh my god, so, Bush!
That is some Bush dancing.
I mean, I wasn't even talking about her Bush. I meant his moustache Bush.
They both have bushes.
talk about a Bush party.
Yeah, I know. Judge Reinhold is Doctor Strange in Xanderlee.
So far, I'm really digging this movie, man.
Now, Erica.
Is every show like this? Do you watch these movies every show?
Yes.
Sometimes.
All right, Erica Anderson. She played Greta Gibson in A Nightmare on Elm Street 5, The Dream Child. And she also played, and you'll definitely recognize it once I say this, Marcy, Selena Swift in Twin Peaks.
Oh, shit.
Yes, I knew I recognized her. Shit. And not by the bush.
I only recognize people by their bush.
That's a look.
You almost got me.
Why is he wearing a fez?
I don't know. But I'm...
Does he think he's Doctor Who?
Yes. So Doctor Who, Doctor Strange, it checks out.
Why is it so funny?
I don't know. Oh no, that train's right out. Beat me.
What the hell?
No! What is she running towards that train? What is wrong?
What is she doing?
No! She ran across that railway before the train actually hit her. She wants a death wish, man.
Where's Charles Bronson?
Yes, I'm Charles Bronson. I decided to make an appearance on the show, too.
No!
Hey, watch it. I'm Charles Bronson, and I'm starring in Death Wish to 8. I'm still not... Everyone in my family still not dead yet.
I could do a depression. I could do a Danny Trejo. Machete, don't text.
Steve Buscemi, he just went past. He's a garbage man.
Jesus, AI Marcy's getting bit.
And Steve Buscemi still looks like he's exactly the same age now.
Right.
And he was 30 around the time, but he looks at least 50 in this movie.
He's a hard Canadian 50.
Hard Canadian 50 right there.
Yeah.
More titties!
More boobs! And more bush.
And more fez!
This is a fez party.
Well done. Okay,
I was not prepared for this movie. And Nicolas Cage is...
It's him! It's the man!
Wait!
It's him! It's Cage.
What is up with his hair? What is that?
Guys, I don't know who said this.
Look at the mullet.
What is this?
That is some epic hairdo right there with Nicolas Cage.
I'm almost there. I'm just going to trim this up a bit.
Okay, I know I already said this about Night Jesus. Killer, but I think this may... Now, I think Night Killer... This movie has dethroned Night Killer as the greatest movie.
Oh, we'll see. We'll see.
Oh, my God. Because we're only 10 minutes into it. We're cream on the boobs.
Hey, me. That's my move. He's stealing my moves. Oh, we got ad.
Ad. Oh, shit. I'm supposed to keep playing the ad. Oh, crap.
No, it's still going. It's still going.
We're at 7 minutes and 2 seconds.
We have seen complete madness in 7 minutes of this movie.
What the fuck is this bullshit, man? This was the best part. What are we going to add now? Fuck Tubi.
Well, Marcy, you picked the best movie ever for Zed.
I'm pretty sure this is my favorite movie ever.
Yeah, I'm back already.
Oh, we're not.
Oh, we're still on ads.
We're halfway through. We've got a Tubi ad on Tubi.
I'm at 707.
Okay, 707. Right. Now, some fun trivia about this movie, since we are on ads.
Yeah.
Better be quick. It's going to end soon.
Okay. This movie actually was made to be theatrical, but it went straight to video.
You don't say.
I wonder why.
All right. We are back, and we are at 707 now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where's it?
B Alpha. It's B Alpha. Oh, wait, that's not her.
I'm going to enter a room. Like, every time I enter a room, it's the way Nick Cage entered this fucking movie.
That's how I enter every room of Morrissey, is I slide in and go, yeah, and I let my hair go in the wind, and then I let my devil mustache do all the talking.
Nick Cage is looking a lot like me in this movie, I just gotta say, man. I mean, he's better than Kick-Ass. Why the God, Nick Cage?
Oh, Judge Reinhold. Don't
get me started on that guy.
Oh, shit.
Judge Reinhold. This is meant to be an erotic drama or thriller. And Judge Reinhold does not look like he fits in an erotic
movie. Not at all. No.
I'm Johnny Collins. I'm brother of Joan Collins.
What the?
I too write novels.
What is he doing?
You just put like.
So.
Here, have some salt.
Does Nicolas Cage's really bad wig.
No, I think that's his real hair. This is back when he had his own hair.
Is he fancying his friend's wife?
Yes.
Well, I mean, when she dances around showing off a bush, I mean, who would want to fancy her?
Yeah.
Look at the belt buckle he's got!
I was about to say, it's belt!
That's not a belt buckle, that's a WWF championship belt.
Yes, so far, this guy is a biography of my life, man. That's me, man.
It is the character version of Craven.
And the old lady here's name's Tada. Tata. I should laugh. I have an auntie whose name's Doodoo, so I should laugh at this type of stuff. Or Doo, as we just call it for short.
So, what's the Patreon tier for you to dress up as Nicolas Cage from this movie?
This is free. I'll just do this right now.
I will load the outfit.
Now, Nick, what can you tell us about your outfit choice for this film?
Yes.
First of all, this outfit only cost about $10. I bought it down at St. Vincent's. And I got at least 50 copies of this outfit. And I wear it at least every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Just for recreational use, even when I'm not shooting a movie. Okay, that's really good. Thanks for that, Nick. Okay, goodbye.
Wow. That was so informative.
I know, that's probably the tamest I've ever been. Is that he's right, an Nick Cage?
No! So, so he's an artist.
Yes. Of course,
Donald Trump. Why did they say that name?
This movie was ahead of its time.
All these people will be total Trump voters.
I have no idea what is going on right now.
I don't know either, but I've enjoyed the ride.
All right. So let's all just put ourselves in Xanderlee's situation. If you had Judge Reinhold, like, as he is in this movie, and Nick Cage, like, which one are you going to be like, I'm riding your mustache? Who are you?
Well, first of all, okay, yes, Judge Reinhold has the mustache, but Nicolas Cage, not only does he have the mustache, he has a soul patch, so you could use that to do some fun stuff with that as well.
That's what you call the ball tickler.
Or the clip.
I do really well with the ladies with that look.
Yeah, but which one are you picking?
I guess if I were Xanderlee, I'd go with Nicolas Cage, because, I mean, look at him.
Right.
Yeah, I got to go with Judge Reinhold. Oh, you would, you fucking nerd!
I like that Judge Reinhold, if you listen, he's attempting a New Orleans accent. It's like, I got the Southern charm. I'm Judge Reinhold.
Well, how does Nicolas Cage do his New Orleans accent?
It just sounds like Nicolas Cage doing his voice all the time. This is me doing an Australian accent. Did I, mate? This is me doing a German accent. Scheiße. And this is me doing a British accent. Top, tally-ho, join your boots, governor.
Now, Nick, how much paintball did you play in that Wally's Wonderland movie? For real.
I got drenched at least 5 dozen gallons of paintball in that balls in that movie. It was. I took those balls back to my hotel room and soaked in them for at least another 5 hours because I wanted to inhabit my character as the janitor.
Look at that mustache on that guy.
Is that Paul Simon? That looks like Paul Simon.
Oh, jeez. You can't go jogging without a bra. Even if you have small boobies, it hurts, lady.
Just watch her. She's a crazy lady. She runs in front of trains.
That's a very see-through dress.
I know.
Oh my god, Joe Pantoliano.
I'm Joe Pantoliano in a dress.
Because fuck it.
Because why not? This movie's already gotten 10 times weirder already, so this is like normal.
Well, look, if he wants to wear a beautiful silk dress, let him.
I mean, surprisingly, it looks good on him.
It actually suits his figure. Like, what is going on? He had some hair in this movie.
This is like way before he lost all the hair. He started losing the hair around Bound, I reckon. Oh, who's this?
Why is that chick so ugly?
Don't worry about it, Craven.
That's Courtney Love. Oh, wait, that's not her.
Oh, fucking hell. What is she wearing?
Is this a hand-me-down shop? Because this is what a hand-me-down shop reminds me of.
Hand-me-down shop. What is the Sweetheart's Ball?
Joe Pantoliano has got a Southern accent, so there's a New Orleans accent, a Southern accent, and so many different accents. It's hard to keep track of all of them.
And whatever Nicolas Cage is doing.
Because he's just speaking cageless. Cage. Which is like English, but with Cage in it. Now, it's been a little while since I've seen Twin Peaks, Marcy, but do you remember Erica Anderson on the show?
She does look familiar, but it's been a while since I've gone back and watched Twin Peaks, but why did that fluffy scarf thing look like it was just her bush?
There's bush everywhere throughout this whole movie.
Wait, is he painting his portrait?
Yes.
Paint me like one of your French girls.
Paint me like one of your Nicolas Cages.
Well, that is...
What is he
Judge
wearing?
Reinhold wearing?
What are
it's
they
like a weird sweater.
What is he wearing?
I like how Nicolas Cage has like... Oh, jeez. As a cloth, like, just dangling above his crotch.
Yeah, it's because he's got a massive cage boner. He has to conceal it.
That's how I do it. Nobody pays attention to boner because I always get, like, the loincloth in front.
Well, To be fair, you probably would have a boner around you.
To be fair, I know how this works.
To be fair. Look at that painting.
Oh my god, it's so accurate.
That's my abstract of Judge Reinhold.
That's my abstract.
And it just looks like Nicolas Cage.
Exactly.
It looks like he painted it.
Well, for anyone who knows Nicolas Cage, this is actually the second movie that he has done with Judge Reinhold. Can anyone guess what the first one was?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Exactly. But only Nick Cage only had a small role in it, and Judge Reinhold was one of the leads. So how the tables have turned in those 10 years.
I mean, it's Nick Cage. Like, of course he was going to have a career. A big one.
I swear Xander Lee has the exact same dress all the time. Or is this the same dress from before?
I think it's the same one from before.
Oh, you might. Yeah, actually, you know what? You're right.
What's going on with my accent?
Judge Reinhold's character should have been played by the guy from Night Killer.
Melody. Zandalee.
No, if he was in it, it'd be Zandalee.
So where's the?
See that movie 32 times.
If this movie does not have fried chicken, I'm out.
My favorite part of that movie was when she stood in the front of the mirror and just caressed her boobs for no reason. I cried. It was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. I do that all the time. It touched me.
Oh, jeez.
Why are we in church?
Shut up, Craven.
Send him to church.
She wants to pray to get out of this movie.
I think she wants to pray to get a piece of Nick Cage.
Yeah.
She wants to pray to
know what I'm saying? She wants Full Tilt Cage, know what I'm saying?
She's just like praying. It's like, dear Lord, please get Judge Reinhold to get rid of that mustache. It just doesn't work. He looks like a sleazy dude that you see in like a porno shop. Judge Reinhold is Ned Flanders in Zandalee.
Look at that old computer.
That's cutting edge, baby.
Actually, but the same way you say before, Marcy, I hope there is fried chicken in this movie because this is New Orleans. There has to be fried chicken somewhere in this movie.
There better be Popeyes in this movie.
Yes.
It's not KFC, it's Popeyes, because it's New Orleans.
Mm. Oh, good point.
I'm talking about $50,000 here.
I say, son, there's $50,000 here, I say.
I'm Foghorn Leghorn now.
Oh, yes, I followed all that. Who would have thought that Judge Reinhold would be the one doing the ridiculous voice in this movie in a film with Nicolas Cage?
Why is there a weird hat behind him?
I don't know.
Why do I notice the stupidest things?
Oh, Aaron Neville. Because I don't know much. I don't know why I'm in Zandalee.
Look at that mustache.
Oh my god.
Fucking hell.
Let's go to a strip club.
Where are we?
Or is it a gay? I think it's a gay bar.
It's a oh my sex god. Club. Oh.
It's a unisex strip bar.
It's just have fucking grinding sex on the stage.
Oh, I've seen this thing before in Amsterdam. This is nothing.
It's so far.
What are you talking about? This is Craven's
house. Whoa! What's going on?
It's Craven's house.
Pretty. I'm invested.
That was a very, I have no pun for that.
I think this actually version, because there's two versions
Jesus
of the film.
Christ! He's got like a shoestring G-string. He can see everything!
Marcy, as you would always say, you could see what he had for lunch the week before.
Yeah.
I got the same one in blue.
Wow. Can we somehow retroactively make this an After Dark episode?
I think it already is.
I think it's Tubi Tuesday meets After Dark.
Okay, so there's actually two versions of this film. There's the R-rated version and then the unrated, uncut version.
I'm thinking...
Yeah, the awesome version!
Yeah, I'm thinking this is that version.
I think so.
Because I'm pretty sure they're probably going to have sex in a minute. I mean...
Look at the size of that chain.
Your pants on, Craven.
Don't tell me how to live my life, bitch!
Well, I say, you take your underpants off, hey?
Oh!
Whoa! Boobies! This is now Booby Tuesday.
Booby Tuesday.
We should
not even get a top off. He's naked too! Judge Reinhold's naked too, I'm scared.
I am very scared.
I was waiting nude waiting for you.
He was having a wank with Nicolas Cage.
Ew!
Oh my god, did I just always see his penis?
I saw Judge Reinhold's pubes, and I'm already terrified.
I could see her bush!
You saw Judge Reinhold.
Oh,
good night, folks, that's it.
No!
This looks like it's awkward!
This is uncomfortable. I don't like this.
Dude, where do you think her vagina or her asshole is? It's not there.
He's going for the belly button. Oh, he can't get it up.
What sort of sex was that?
He couldn't get it up. He's
finished. Oh my god, maybe that's the movie. He can't get it up.
So he has to get Nick Cage to
fuck his wife!
Oh, okay.
That all makes sense now.
Oh my god. This is totally it. And they didn't have Viagra back then, so he couldn't just take it.
But you know what? You know what type of Viagra that could have given him? Just watch a Nicolas Cage movie. That'll give you a boner anytime.
I just want to say that has never happened to me. Twice.
Craven knows what's up. Literally.
Allegedly.
Okay,
sometimes when I smoke, they 1000% CBD.
I don't like seeing Judge Reinhold in a nude scene. It's just weird. It feels out of place. It feels wrong.
I don't know what he's doing, but I feel like he's more aroused by the curtain than her curtains.
You never stood naked in front of a window with the wind just hit your ballsack? You have not lived...
Where is his position against the curtain? It looked like he was about to piss on the curtain.
Piss on it. I am scared I'm going to see his penis.
Why is there a chameleon?
Where did the chameleon come from?
Oh my god, it's Bad Lieutenant Portable.
I was about to say that.
The connection is Edison in New Orleans! Is this the prequel?
Ad! A fucking ad for Tubi! We're at 2418.
Yeah,
so basically, this movie is the prequel to Bad Lieutenant Port of Call, New Orleans.
So this is what happened. This is what changed him as a man.
Exactly. And he went from being an artist to a really bad police officer.
Who was just like, oh my god, the iguana. All right, we've only got a short ad, so we are
back
now. 24:19. There we go.
More jogging. Oh my god, what she can run in front of now is Zamboni.
She has very long legs.
And she wears the same outfit every time she goes out jogging.
I hope she washes it. Stink of all her ass sweat.
Uh-oh, she's going to, like, cause another accident.
What the...
Did
What is going on?
I thought it was an artist. Why does he have a jackhammer?
Oh! Nicolas Cage has got a jackhammer.
He's getting it for his jackhammer, you know what I'm saying?
Hello, Nicolas Cage.
Oh my gosh, Nicolas Cage is Joey Ramone.
Oh my god. Oh,
look at those guns!
Welcome to the gun show.
Oh, that never works, man. You gotta hit the cop with the balls, and then you gotta summon an ocelot, and then you gotta throw a rhino at him, then you get away from the cops. That's how you do it.
No, excuse me, I'm just gonna put this tattoo on your arm.
That was in mine's the dark a draw universe. One, two. We're going to be seeing a lot more.
Actually, he doesn't work as like a laborer. Yeah!
Why did he draw Frank Zappa?
I was going to say that looks like the picture from the 50s, a picture of Dorian Gray film.
Bede, I don't want to alarm you, but Nicolas Cage's hair in this movie looks like a certain hairpiece that you will be using for something we're doing in the future that we can't talk about.
Indeed. I'm going to try to style that hair even more so to this.
That's totally Frank Zappa. That's not Judge Reinhold.
He painted it with his Nicolas Cage jizz, which he just calls his charisma.
After when this movie was over, Judge Reinhold decided to become an actual judge.
What is with those glasses?
His goatee's a lot thicker than it was in the first when he first appeared in this movie.
He's getting it ready.
And you're right. His goatee is much more thicker than it was before. And also, how come he's got two separate glasses? Don't mind me. I'm just going to kiss you while your husband's around or your boyfriend. I don't know. I don't know what Judge Reinhold is to you.
Her judge.
Oh, they're married. I can see the ring.
What the
fuck? It's a pretty dick move, but I've been there.
What is up with his hair?
Don't mind me. I'm just going to walk in the middle of the street and maybe get run over by a car and jump out of the way.
Yeah, it's raining, so she can't run today. So,
is she depressed because her husband doesn't get a boner? Is this what it's about?
Yeah.
I think that's what this movie is.
I feel like it is, right? Oh, hello. Wet Nicolas Cage. Just how I like him.
Okay, I got the synopsis here. Terry's wife, Xanderly, married the poet he once was. Taking over his dad's company in New Orleans gives him stress and impotence. Terry meets his high school buddy, Johnny, at a bachelor party. The painter, Johnny, can satisfy Xanderly. So pretty much that is what this movie is.
I predict the twist is Judge Reinhold is Nicolas Cage at the very end.
Yes.
He's inevitable.
Inevitable.
He wants to shake her naked and eat her alive. What the fuck is this?
I don't think that was in the script. I think Nicolas Cage just came up with that on the spot.
That line worked all the time for me, man.
This is like one of those movies that subgenre of movies that came out during the late 80s and 90s, the sort of the erotic drama like Two Moon Junction and Wild Orchid and all that. This is what this movie is like.
Color of Night, wasn't that one of them as well?
Color of Night kind of came out a little bit later. Erotic thriller. This is more erotic drama.
So like Silver, Body of Evidence.
Try to think. There was another one that had a very similar title to Xanderly.
Anything starring Shannon Tweed?
Yeah. Have dinner. I want to find out the writer of this movie.
Who is this dude? Why does he look like he wants to eat him? Are they just going to have sex outside in the rain? Because this is, like, not
No, bad. Excuse me. Now listen, Xanderly, I'm going to go upside down and kiss you like Spider-Man. Because I am Spider-Man in an alternate universe.
Hey, fuck you, then! I hate Spider-Man! And it has nothing to do with my alleged impotence! Okay, it has everything to do with my alleged impotence, but don't worry about it. We're not talking. That's a different podcast.
That's After Dark with Craven.
Look at the... Yes.
Jesus! Does she have no undies on at all?
I mean, that's what all women do in all these movies. They walk around without undies, right?
But she's got undies. Whoa! What's he talking about?
What he wants her to take off her undies.
I'm so confused. Her undies just got all, like, wet in the water. She can't put them back on.
I know that she's wet right now, but this is ridiculous.
I mean, wouldn't you have an ocean in this cage? Oh, Jesus.
There we go.
Yeah, how is he...
That's hot!
How is he banging her? That's weird.
Excuse me, I'm going for the belly button like Tommy Wiseau. This is where Tommy Wiseau got the idea for the room.
I feel like
saw this scene. I was like, I
missing her crotch by like a meter.
This is the second most awkward Nick Cage sex scene I've seen in a movie after Between Worlds.
You don't know that move. You gotta go like this, and then she's down here. I mean,
it's like this, right?
Yeah. No, Pete, it's like this.
I mean, that's how you do it, right?
Yeah, they were scissoring Bede.
That's what they did. That was in the NC-17 cut.
Is this the unrated cut or the...
I don't know. Well, according to what I've read before, the unrated cut actually has scenes that explains why certain things are happening in this movie.
But, would it though?
I don't know.
Why is he painting her with his finger? This is not erotic at all!
Okay, Nick Cage, can you tell us the whole basis of this scene? What were you doing in this scene?
First of all, I was like, I was saying to the director, Pillsbury Doughboy, that I want to paint this woman, but I want to do it with one finger, and it's got to be blue, because if it was red, then people might think it might be too subjective, so I made it blue.
No!
And then I started drawing symbols all over her, because I wanted to do voodoo magic on her body.
See, I said he was finger painted. I've heard of finger painting, but this is ridiculous.
Literal fingering painting.
Marcy, don't knock it, do you try it?
No!
Did that message say meet me at the Five Deuces?
I don't know what that is. I gotta go to the Five Deuces.
Still no fried chicken yet. I'm disappointed.
No, yeah.
Where is the fucking fried chicken? Bitch?
Oh, you know what we forgot to do? Our running thing. How do we tie this back to the last movie we watched?
Okay, oh, The Void, that's hard.
Or at least in the whole 2B cinematic universe.
Nicolas Cage was The Void.
Yes. He came out of The Void when those two characters went into The Void. I was in The Void for a very long time, and I'm like, I need to go to New Orleans and bang some girl named Xandalee. I wanted to do... Xanadu, but she wasn't available, so I went and did Xandalu.
I wanted to do Xanadu, but she wasn't available. Jesus Christ.
He's filming Xandalai next week.
Now Xandalu, I got the results of the test back. I'm definitely in a movie called Xandalu. This movie is The Room. I'm convinced.
Oh my
god. It's The Room before The Room.
It is! But with even more awkward sex scenes with finger painting.
First of all, is that your card, priest?
Ladies and gentlemen, Aaron Neville!
I don't know who much, but I work in a bar.
Oh my god, I bet he's really magic.
He's Doctor Strange.
It's the real Doctor Strange.
Now the priest is like...
Bede, what's the Patreon tier for you to dress up as the bartender?
Aaron Neville. Okay, that's at least 5 more subscribers.
I mean, that particular outfit.
Yeah, that's 5 subscribers. Get to 5 more subscribers and I'll dress up in that outfit.
You have to be in exactly that. The gold, the denim.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know.
And now Nicolas Cage, and Nicolas Cage is sitting there like, how dare you steal all my costume ideas, Neville?
I know
you don't know much.
He's wearing the same fucking shirt that he's been wearing for the whole movie. This is my economy in town.
Nicolas Cage provided his own costumes for this film. I had no idea what he just said. Luckily, it's subtitles were there because he's like, seems like everybody's looking for me
today. And then, like, I have Dolph a really Lundgren's cool facial hair today.
When Judge Reinhold says, I've been looking for you, and off screen, Dolph Lundgren's like, I've been looking for you.
Shut up! Stop it!
Judge Reinhold is sticking out way too much like a sore thumb in this movie. He doesn't fit in the world of erotic drama.
Nope.
I know you don't come like, here because I'm Foghorn Leghorn.
That would be like Adam Sandler being in Boogie Nights. It'd be weird.
You know why he's zipping in this movie? Because he's got a banana in the tailpipe.
Ah, good point. Judge Reinhold wants to put his banana in Zandali's tailpipe.
Maybe he wants Nicolas Cage's banana in his tailpipe.
Oh! Chicken! Chicken!
Chicken!
There's chicken!
We got
chicken! It's a fried chicken, but it's chicken!
Pop 4D of the week for the chicken!
So Marissa Tomei, hello! Look at her hair! Also chicken.
No, excuse me. Now, I want everyone to know I'm sitting next to my Aunt May, my aunt.
Jesus.
Because it's Aunt May and Spider-Man next to each other. Think of me with this fork. I'm now freaky out. This movie is foreshadowing both Nicolas Cage and Marissa Tomei being in Spider-Man properties as Spider-Man and Aunt May. Marissa Tomei.
Look at
that woman
hair.
Has not made. And she would win the Oscar the following year, too. This is weird.
Can you wear Judge Reinhold's suit, whatever the fuck that is?
This movie produced 2 Oscar winners. Yes.
And a Judge Reinhold.
Yes. And a Steve Buscemi. And a Joe Pantoliano. And Aaron Neville in that outfit. Wow. Look at his little bow tie.
Who is he?
I don't know. Is she the old woman's beau? Is she the mother of Zandali, the grandmother?
I don't know who the fuck she is.
That's Aunt May.
Aunt May. That's Aunt. This is Aunt May seeing Aunt May's future.
I'm so confused by this movie.
I don't like Spider-Man, like, cozying up to Aunt May and trying to bang her.
I don't like them trying to have sex at the table. But I guess that's what chicken does when you eat it.
Yeah, that is true.
I don't like that guy that looks like me. He's played Spider-Man, so we're even.
That's what he sounds like.
Do tell.
Do tell.
Judge Reinhold really should have been cast as Doctor Strange.
What is up with his hair?
Why did I think Judge Reinhold had?
We got a screen cap that one, like with his eyes, like that.
Yeah, I was gonna say he looked like a serial killer in that moment. I'm gonna fuck this cake.
Oh my god! I know you want dessert, Zandali. As my cheesecake in my pants.
This may be my new favorite movie.
I want to watch this again, and we're not even halfway through.
I know. This is the movie we're going to show to everyone now.
Yes.
Just like Night Killer.
Melody. Zandali.
Yes. This is the prequel to Night Killer.
What is with this language? Jesus.
You can't say those words. Those are my words.
Oh, wow.
That's all I can hear Nicolas Cage saying. So he wants to bang her while her husband's there.
Hey, no.
Jesus Christ, is she gonna fuck him off?
I think so.
I watched a movie like this on the internet once.
Oh.
Let's just go bang on the washing machine.
Jesus. I mean, mind you, they're gonna... it's Nicolas Cage.
Mind you, they're going to be... all the rest of them are all going to be sitting there. It's like, guys, you can be gone for 20 minutes and the kitchen's only next door. What took you 20 minutes to get dessert? Oh, I'm going to turn on the washing machine!
It's going to vibrate somehow.
My washing machine!
Look at his face!
Oh my gosh, I'm going to be in Beverly Hills Cop 3. No!
How does he know?
Oh just my gosh, that? Look at his face!
Oh my
god. He broke the
fourth
wall!
What was
that? And he crossed an ass!
This is amazing. I love this movie.
You're like, I love it so much!
This is the greatest movie of all time that we've done for Tubi Tuesdays.
It might very well be.
It's up there. It's up there.
It's up there. It's up there. This may have to win the
best. We're back already. Okay.
Oh shit! 41-07.
Do you have an ad batch?
Yeah, no, I'm back.
All right,
I'm at 41:10.
We're at 41:37. So let me know when you're there.
41:37. Holy shit!
Yeah, I didn't realize that ad.
Yeah, Judge Reinhold caused an ad with his fourth wall break. All right,
41:37 is where we're at.
Coming up. Yeah, I'll let you know.
Yep, and then we'll press play and keep going like we do. Do 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 do.
Almost there.
Do 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 do.
And 3 seconds.
Go. All right, done.
Yep. Time for another run.
She's gonna go run to Nicolas Cage's penis.
Okay, here's a challenge I think we need to come up with. So if we know that Judge Reinhold is very much miscast in this movie, yes. Who could we cast in his part?
Eric Roberts.
Yes.
Steve Guttenberg.
Good point. Look at these bathrobes.
What is going on? You know what? I think this movie, Judge Reinhold just needs to recognize he's a cuckold. Problem solved.
He's a total cuck in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Guys, I don't want to miss a second of this movie, but my dog is being a pain in the ass, so I'll come back as soon as I can, but keep watching. I apologize. My freaking dog is annoying.
Don't worry.
Ready? Come on, what do you want?
Lewis came because of her? No! She must have special talents. She literally is the mum from The Room. I'm convinced this movie inspired The Room. Because that would explain everything.
I did not kill her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Judge Reinhold. Wow.
She just likes to run in front of things, doesn't she?
She does. And for some reason, she almost wanted to kill herself in front of a train. Like, is she that depressed that she's not being satisfied by Judge Reinhold? Whoa! I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to grab you off the street, but I just wanted to bang you right now. I could definitely say why Nick Cage wanted to be in this movie. I get to have a lot of sex in this movie and have weird hair and a weird mustache and goatee, I should say.
What about this?
I don't know if I want to have sex with Judge Reinhold anymore.
He finally gets an erection and she's not around.
He probably watched Beverly Hills Cop too. Damn it. I guess no banana in the tailpipe today.
Nope.
Well, the dress is here. Maybe I'll have sex with that.
This smells like Nick Cage. I know they didn't put soap in the when they were doing laundry.
Oh my gosh, Judge Reinhold was a co-producer on this movie. So basically, this movie was a passion project for him. And I guess he probably made this to be kind of...
Why did you say that name?
Why did you say that? It's supposed to be the other way, because I was going to be super mad.
Martha! The safe word is Martha!
Don't you understand? I'm both Superman and Spider-Man. And Ghost Rider. I can't have sex with someone named Nicolas Cage! Where did she come from? She came in through the window!
I don't want to wait for our lives to be over.
And they live on the third floor, too. Is she a vampire?
I think so. I mean, Nicolas Cage was in Vampire's Kiss before this, so maybe? I'm just going to be a vampire now. Because this movie has no idea what's going on.
Ew, those are tissues.
Ew! No! Those are used tissues!
You finally got it up when you weren't there.
Oh, wait, it's just regular paper. Thank goodness. Okay. But still! Like... It's regular paper, but still. It was way too suggestive. Oh, I'm just gonna go to bed naked. Damn it, he's asleep. I can't have a mustache ride now.
See, just because he can't get it up doesn't mean he can't satisfy her. That's the bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. Like, as you know, I mean, if you are a bit impotent, there are other ways to get a woman off.
Yeah, just saying.
I mean, there's a lot of things you can do with your hands, your fingers, your mouth. See, there's toys. Get out of here! Get out of here!
Love the cowboy boots and the fucking
yes, and the 90. Unless you're Jennifer Tilly and Gina Gershon, don't come back.
Or the Matrix. Is this the Matrix?
It could be the Matrix.
It would explain a lot.
It's just weird saying Joe Pantoliano, or Joey Pants as he likes to be called, like with hair. It's weird. Just like a lot of things.
I'll announce this on coming soon on the Pop 4D. We're starting the wrestling tapes where we watch movies with professional wrestlers in them. First commentary is going to be Ready to Rumble, starring Joe Pantoliano.
Hells yeah.
That's an exclusive for Tubi Tuesday.
Nice. I'm just going to say it uses accent for no apparent reason.
I'm just going to workshop some accents in the middle of this movie.
I think that's what everyone's doing in this movie. They're all doing variety of accents.
I'm wearing a dress, so I'm just trying some stuff out.
All right, time to have sex again. It's like there's like a little drawer next to the bed. I know Nicolas Cage is one of these things around here somewhere because he's like in character. Ring, ring on the phone now. Answer me because I'm Nicolas Cage as a phone. Is that a New York accent? I'm biting for you, Nick Cage. Give me a call. What are you talking about?
Did Harley Quinn just call him?
I think so. It sounded like Harley Quinn. Do you have any fried chicken?
That's a juicy peach.
I could eat a peach for hours. I like eat peaches. If you need a reason to, just ask your wife.
I mean, allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Is this fried chicken? That's not fried chicken. It's a peach. Wow. We need to bring this up to Marcy when she gets back. And
she missed the peach.
She missed the peach.
You missed Nicolas Cage. You missed Nicolas Cage eating a peach for hours.
Exactly. I was going to eat all these peaches. I don't know what. The script never didn't require me to eat a peach. I just decided to eat a peach anyway. This hair and like facial hair choices were choices for both Judge Reinhold and Nicolas Cage.
Tremendous.
I'm not married, not yet, but I will have at least 4 or 5 wives. I don't know what it is, but the mustache that Judge Reinhold has, it makes him look at least 50 years old.
Yep.
Now, excuse me, I'm going to go have sex with your wife that you don't know about. Whoops.
Keep the money. And the peach.
And the peach. Ring, ring. It's Harley Quinn.
20 different women have called in the time she's been there.
Yes. It's Harley Quinn, Mr. Cage.
So many crabs in that bed.
Ew. It's like, damn it, Nick Cage having sex with all these women and not me. That'll show him. Just throw paint on his bed.
He probably won't notice.
He'll look at it and be like, that's a masterpiece. I'm going to hang it up on my wall.
Fuck this.
Fuck that chair. Fuck your chair.
I'm out.
Marlon.
I'm here. Marcy,
you missed something incredible. Something incredible.
God damn it, I'm going to have to watch the movie again.
Nicolas Cage walked into Judge Reinhold's office eating a peach.
Oh no, really?
I could eat a peach for hours.
Fuck! Literally. I'm going to have to watch that scene later.
And also, I found out that Judge Reinhold is a producer on this movie. So basically, this movie was a passion project.
What the fuck is going on? Why is he awkwardly singing to a woman on the tram?
Oh, he realizes they're sleeping together, right?
Yeah, I think so. To be fair, that always happens every time I go on a tram. Someone's always randomly singing on the tram, and it makes everyone.
Yeah, that's just Melbourne.
Look at this. Look at the Cage's jacket. It's like huge. It looks like it's at least 10 sizes bigger than him.
And why is he smoking in church? How blasphemous. Now go take her in the confession booth.
It's going to be really awkward with the priest next door.
He could be smoking because he's around all the crosses.
That is, crosses turn him on.
Oh, Jesus.
See, this is why I have sex with you, Zandali, because you're always wearing a crucifix around your neck.
He's trying to fuck the devil out of her.
I saw The Exorcist once, and I was turned on from there for the rest of my life.
That's why Nicolas Cage only jerks off to the Exorcist.
Ew. Oh, he's right! Yes! Church!
Yes! Cage rage!
Cage rage!
Oh, they're gonna have sex in confessional.
They are!
I'm the guy in the confessional booth! That confessional booth is huge.
The priest is back there to slide in a back door, I don't know.
Ew! I have never seen a confessional booth that's that big. They're very small.
Well, this one is big.
This is an elevator. That's what the size of that one is.
It looks like an elevator because the lighting changed completely.
After they're all done, the priest next door is going to be like, okay, I need 5 Hail Marys and 4.
Lord fucking hell.
And that should absolve everything that
happened. Look at his sex face! Oh no, he said thank you, Father!
He basically just thanked God for having sex in a confessional.
Jesus Christ. I freed
you from Judge Reinhold.
I don't know if she's enjoying this, but I think maybe she is. Maybe she's into this.
Kate, I don't know if she's enjoying it, but Nick Cage is enjoying it.
Yeah.
Well, except for that part.
Jesus Christ, this is the best movie I've ever seen.
This movie's going to totally end up in a three-way with the three of them.
Yes.
It better.
I can imagine watching this movie and be like, I want the person who directed this movie to direct Free Willy Free.
Fuck yeah. Except he thought it was like a porno.
Yes. He got to the set and was like, oh, there's no actual Willys on this set. I'm very disappointed.
Fucking hell. Oh my
God. Oh! This movie is based on a book, or at least partially inspired by a book.
What book?
Therese Raquin by Emile Zola.
Oh, right then.
Yeah. And also the same book as this also inspired the Chanwook Park film First from 2009.
The fuck is going on? What is this book?
It's weird. I want to find out what else this director also made. Because I'm...
Have we worked out who the old people are, by the way?
Nope.
Yeah, I bet they want you to play with them.
Play with me. Do, do, do.
This movie is freaking me out, and I love it.
I am convinced,
I've ever seen.
I am convinced, like, Tommy Wiseau saw this movie, and he was like, totally. I want to make a movie just like this. I want to make Zamboli.
She's making a comeback. Listen. I'm scared. What is going on? Yeah, I know, right? I don't know what the fuck is going on.
She just woke up to this movie.
Yeah, she's finally freaked out because she doesn't know who this woman is.
Oh my gosh, Marcy, the same director behind this movie also directed 2 episodes of Eerie Indiana.
Fuck yeah, Eerie Indiana was the shit.
Holy shit, Free Willy Free was the director's next film after this.
Fuck, who's the actress, this one?
I thought it was Tyne Daly, but it doesn't. It's not her. And if it is, that would have been another Spider-Man connection, because she was in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Jesus.
I'm going to find out who she is.
What is he wearing?
That's a... Okay, the old lady is Vivica Lynn.
Ah, right, yep.
Okay.
But again, what the fuck is he wearing?
He's like wearing all these dad sweaters.
Let's be civilized. To be fair.
This movie might have become my new The Fanatic. It's never going to know. Yes. Nothing's taking the place of The Fanatic, but this is just like another kind of movie like that. I want to watch this on repeat. I don't know why.
It's amazing. It's the movie we're going to be starting the show, everybody, from now on, Marcy.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Now tell me, Zandali, do you like my dad sweater?
Do you like my dad pants? How did he know she just got fucked in a bloody confessional?
And she's like, how did you know? I don't know what you're talking about.
He figured out the second they heard the washing machine that they were fucking.
Yeah, yes.
But I mean, how do you know they did it in the church with all this, like, religious metaphorical talk? It's very weird.
He knows all. He's Judge Reinhold. He is God.
He is the judge.
He wouldn't have noticed if they didn't turn the fucking washing machine on. Bloody idiot.
He was like thinking with that washing machine, was like, wait a minute, it's not washing night.
That's Tuesdays.
It's usually Tuesdays or Fridays.
Wait a minute, I still can't get my dick hard.
Okay, I'm going to find out about this book that this movie was inspired by. Because I am fascinated that this is based on a book.
Oh, by
or at
way,
least inspired by a book.
I just want to say, if there's anyone listening who has erectile problems, I'm not making fun of you. Please speak to your doctor. It'll all be okay. These are
you're gonna see it. I mean, yeah. That does not happen to me.
Yeah, exactly. All problems can be solved. And we make jokes and you can laugh because everything is funny if you want it to be.
You know, I could really settle Judge Reinhold's character out, man. We'll go to New Orleans. We'll do some mushrooms.
Yes.
I know a girl there. I'll straighten them right out.
All right. Okay, so
Weekend at Craven's.
Therese Riquin.
Yes.
I'm probably butchering the title of this movie, so please forgive me. So the plot summary for this book is Therese Riquin tells the story of a young woman unhappily married to her first cousin by an overbearing aunt who may seem to be well-intentioned, but in many ways is deeply selfish. Therese's husband, Camille, is sickly and egocentric, and when the opportunity arises, Therese enters a turbulent and passionate affair with one of Camille's friends, Lorette.
I told you he didn't notice the paint on the bed.
Yes,
I just thought
it's a masterpiece. I love it.
I just thought she had her period.
Ew! I was thinking that, but I did not want to say it out loud. Because even I have boundaries.
Oh, shit! It's Billy!
Who's Billy?
Who is that guy?
That's Billy from Gremlins!
It is!
Oh!
Galligan! Oh my gosh!
What is going
Holy
on?
Holy shit! Did he just, like, rock up on set one day as a favor to Judge Reinhold?
Probably.
It's true! It is Zach Galligan! He's credited in the movie! I am freaky out right now.
Oh my god, Bede, I've got a new outfit for you to wear.
Aaron Neville is giving Nick Cage a run for his money in the costume department.
You need that outfit.
I do need that outfit. I need all of Aaron Neville's outfits.
Yes.
I don't know much, but I got a better wardrobe than Nicolas Cage. That's the only song I know of Aaron Neville's. We have 30 minutes left of this movie.
This movie's incredible. God. I just wanted to check the time. Like, wow.
It's me.
Ah, so he figures his wife's having an affair, but he doesn't know it, that it's Nick Cage.
No, I think he's just baiting Nick Cage.
Ah, good point.
He's gonna go to the bio.
Could you imagine, like, Judge Reinhold, he makes this movie, it's like a passion project for him, it's gonna be the film that's gonna get him out being typecast as, like, the sort of slightly geeky, funny guy, and then it just goes straight to video and gets bad reviews.
How could anyone not give this movie 5 fucking stars?
It deserves all the 5 stars.
I'm giving... This movie is a 5-star fucking movie, and I'll defend that on my deathbed.
Yes. And how can we not give it 5 stars for that accent?
Oh my god, that accent is like 10 stars out of 5.
He's going at this role like he thinks it's going to win him an Oscar.
Yep. That's what makes it amazing. Listen to my dueling lies and manipulation.
Lies and manipulation. And fried chicken, because I'm a colonel.
This is the part of the movie where you just choose the scenery.
Oh yes. My god, I've worked it out. The connection to fried chicken is he thinks he's Colonel Sanders with how he talks.
Yes.
And yes. then Nicolas Cage goes, hold my beer.
Judge Reinhold is trying to up Nicolas Cage in the insanity apartment with his performance.
You know what I want to see? I want to see a Colonel Sanders biopic with Nicolas Cage as Colonel Sanders.
That could be a rage. I can go around and be like, fried chicken! Eat my fried chicken with my seven herbs and spices. And the special ingredients is just a little bit of Cage in every little bit.
Yeah, it makes sense. Lost and found. So what? Where could this movie possibly go? I'm so curious.
Also, did you realize, I'm again looking this up, this movie had a whole bunch of different titles before it settled on Zandali.
Really?
Yeah, it was going to be called Adios. Then it was changed to Adios Terry. And then finally, Zandali.
Jeez, weird.
Let's go on a boat ride.
Let's go ride my boat.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat.
It's boating time. Yeah.
Look at that creamy suit.
You wouldn't want to fall in the mud.
Oh. Yeah, I know. You're mean. As Judge Reinhold, do you find me sexy yet?
No.
In this creamy suit.
No, it needs to be more creamy.
Judge Reinhold and sex symbol is not two words I associate with each other. And that's what he's trying to attempt to do in this movie.
I don't care that I'm wearing this suit. Whatever she's wearing, that looks like my grandma crocheted it. It's like it needs to be on my dinner table. What the fuck?
She's got flowers on her head.
But why is she there with her tits out? And why is he flowers on his head?
Judge Reinhold is the May Queen.
Jesus Christ, he is. Oh my god, he's going to Midsommar.
Can he get it up?
Reinhold. Put your banana in my tailpipe, Judge Reinhold.
Well, is he able to? Oh, no.
Oh, there
he
goes!
He is!
Oh, yeah!
You did it! I'm
finally did it!
Yay!
He comes through! He got it up!
So it was a boat ride and flowers on his head that made him get a boater.
He needed to become the Mayflower Queen.
Yes.
He needed to go on that boat and wear that suit and have that hair.
He just tied one off. Hey-o.
Hey-o. I think this is my favorite Tubi Tuesdays episode.
Where's Marissa Tomei? I wanted to come back.
She died on the way back to her home planet.
Yes. Even his shoes is...
What is up with his hair? His hair is weird. I don't know.
He's got boat hair.
He's got bush hair.
He shaved a bush and put it on his hair.
Yes.
I don't know why, he just felt like it.
Is this like a supermarket / bar?
I don't know what this is.
Wilford Brimley from that Van Damme Cajun movies behind the bar.
Yes. If Wilford Brimley was in this movie, I would not be surprised.
He wants a catfish. He was predicting the future of online dating.
What are you doing here?
Why is he there?
I don't know.
Oh, wait. He's become obsessed with Zandali.
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 No, I did not expect you to be here, Josh Reinhold.
Had a cool fight.
I wanted to bang your bayou.
Please say this movie's a Fight Club thing. Were they the same person?
Oh my god, that would be so funny.
That would be hilarious.
Look at his acting, he's like, there's time for everything. I'm gonna widen my eyes.
And if that's the case, that'd be hilarious. Like, we flashback to all the times with scenes with Judge Reinhold and Nick Cage, and it's just Judge Reinhold just talking to no one there.
And Judge Reinhold fucking her in a church confessional.
Jesus.
Yes. What is this song?
Why is this meant to be like a?
If this is meant to be a sexy song, it's not doing the job.
I don't know what this is meant to be.
Now kiss.
What is going on?
We're gonna have a dance. Just like dance, Judge Reinhold.
Why? What are they doing?
To quote you, Marcy, I don't know. I'm scared.
I blame this movie for this movie. For all the right reasons. But still.
Are they out the ocean?
What are they doing?
Are they out the ocean? Like, I've never been to New Orleans, but I'm pretty sure it's not anywhere near an ocean.
This is so hot.
Shut up, Martha. You pig.
I agree.
Indeed, it's very hot. I said to the director, I will do this movie if Judge Reinhold and I basically have a sex tape.
What is this move? Can you guys learn this dance?
Yes. If I gotta learn this dance.
If I ever make it to Australia or you make it to Canada,
yes.
It's happening.
Yes. Yes. This is
happening. We're gonna recreate this dance. Are Nicolas Cage and Judge Reinhold gonna fuck each other now? Because that would make total sense.
This would
not surprise me.
We don't need Zandali anymore.
It's like, we don't need Zandali anymore.
What they needed all along was their bromance to be a gay man, and they were done.
Judge Reinhold and Nicolas Cage are gonna give each other mustache rides.
Now you know why he's got the ball tickler.
Oh, jeez.
I broke you almost.
Luckily, I wasn't drinking at the time.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen, and I'm so here for it all.
I am too. This might be my new favorite Nicolas Cage film.
This is my favorite movie ever.
Now, I know, because you recently guest starred on an upcoming podcast on Nicolas Cage, Marcy, and I am going to be guesting on one too. Yes. But I'm going to, like, you know, change... I might change my movie to this one, because I need to talk.
Oh, shit, that took a turn.
Whoa!
Oh, he's going big! Reinhold's packing heat.
What is he doing?
He's going to shoot himself in the head.
Who does he want to shoot? Nothing!
I don't like these swear words that they use. They sound very, wrong. I'm sure they're talking about raccoons, but still, it's weird, and I don't like it.
I am very scared about what's going to happen right now. Someone's dying.
I'm starting to think there's a reason why Judge Reinhold is wearing that suit, because it's going to be covered in blood.
Oh, jeez. Why are they on the boat? He had a gun!
This movie is going into directions I did not expect.
Maybe they dump Zandali off and they run away together.
That would totally make sense. Let's keep riding around the swamp so and not get killed by alligators. Or at least maybe I can get out of the boat and wrestle an alligator.
So why not?
I wrestled an alligator once. He cheated.
Actually, we're going to go find my alligator variant equivalent. It's going to be known as Cage Gator. Or Cage-a-dial, I'm not sure.
Cage-a-dial.
And when we see him, he's going to be like a regular alligator with that hair and that...
With British accent?
With the British accent? What the fuck?
Where's with all the accents in this movie?
Well, he is doing an accent of something.
Is he doing a play? What is he doing?
What are they doing? Why have they all gone on a boat after he had a gun? This is weird.
This score is amazing, too.
You know what? If this is not the unrated version, I need to find the full version.
Indeed.
If this is the full version, holy shit.
Slow down!
That's the point.
Nicolas Cage only knows how to go faster.
Ew.
Oh, man. Judge is going full tilt Cage.
He's trying to. Huh.
He's got the cage in him.
Oh, shit.
This is what happened when he gets laid. Jesus.
He fell out of a boat. Uh-oh, well, here come the gators.
Well, he's not dead yet.
That would be amazing if, like, he gets eaten by an alligator.
What the hell is he doing with her? Jesus.
We're gonna fuck at the boat while it drowns.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck! Oh! He really likes punching women.
I'm gonna go save Judge Reinhold.
I mean, he should have been in a bear suit for it. Oh. How is he sinking?
He can't swim, apparently.
It doesn't even look deep. He's not even, like, moving his arms, nothing.
He's not even attempting to save his own life.
He's not even trying. He has to take his shoes off before he jumps in.
Alright, I'll go in and drown the both of them.
But the boat still works. Why not take the boat?
I'll save the both
that
of you.
That water looks so dirty.
I know. They probably got, like, some disease from it.
Ew.
He just says,
Yeah, where's Reinhold gone?
I can see Nick Cage's bald spot! That's what would be terrifying, because there'd be, like, snakes and gators.
And Judge Reinhold's and Nick Cage's.
What they don't realize is, like, the water's not really that deep.
No.
It doesn't look deep. Up.
He's like standing up.
Oh, he's biting him.
What the fuck?
That was a love hit.
What? What was that? And that's how he became a vampire. That's what turned him crazy in Vampire's Kiss.
Exactly.
Where'd he go? Marco! Polo!
Barlow!
Look, maybe he just wanted to die. Oh shit, he is dead! We're in a cemetery!
I live in a cemetery. Oh wait, wrong song.
Oh, look, you're Steve Buscemi again.
Oh yeah, it's like, oh yeah, I was in this movie. That's what Steve Buscemi was thinking.
That's a weird grave.
It's up above ground. I'm out of a job. I sold the TV and now I lost my job. Can you give me some money? Because I'm Steve Buscemi. All right, you don't have money? I get
chicken and biscuits!
Chicken and biscuits!
Oh, he's a vegetarian. Well, give me the chickens.
I'm so happy that chicken is in this movie.
She killed her
husband. No, I'm pretty sure. I killed my husband. No, I'm pretty sure Judge Reinhold killed his career up because of this movie. He didn't drown. He basically took his own life. He never even attempted to, like, save himself. He was like, I'm just going to sink to the bottom. Even now, Steve Buscemi's got an accent now. He didn't have an accent before. Well, since you don't have any money, I'm just going to go team up with a group of bank robbers and do a heist. Hopefully nothing wrong will happen there. Yep. That would happen a year after this movie.
Shit.
Yeah, Reservoir Dogs came out the following year.
It did.
I'm just gonna leave here and go to a place called Twin Peaks. Nothing bad will happen there.
Nope.
This movie
has sex with a sheet.
What the fuck is this?
I'm gonna have sex with a sheet.
What the fuck is happening?
This linen is turning me on.
Oh, that was his fuck curtain. She's all upset. Well, what else was he fucking doing with the curtain earlier in the movie?
Now, honey, I told you not to, like, fuck that curtain.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna be in rage cage mode. Oh, he's snorting cocaine!
Yes!
I told you, it's hell of a drug, man!
Those are boobs on that painting. I saw boobs on that painting.
I wasn't looking. I don't know what that is. Again, it looks like he finger paints with his penis.
I swear, every artist in every movie ever lives in the exact same loft.
Yes.
Damn Judge Reinhold making me do all the work now that he's dead.
Jesus. And welcome back, Joe Pantoliano.
Oh, she murdered an ant! He's gonna murder an ant! Animal abuse! Now, excuse me, I want to farm where Gina Gershon and Jennifer Tilly are.
This movie is amazing.
Look at the shirt Joey Pants is wearing. Oh, well, we got Aaron Neville's coming back. What? Oh, he's just wearing the same outfit as before.
Yeah, that was the earlier one.
Can I borrow your outfit? I want to wear it for Ghost Rider or Spirit of Vengeance. Oh, he just... Oh, that was awkward use of a slur. Cable shit. Don't mind me, I'm just going to keep... I don't know why Aaron Neville is in this movie, but I'm happy that he is because he gets to wear these amazing outfits.
I'm pretty sure Nicolas Cage isn't even acting in this scene.
Nope.
This is just how they just turned the camera.
They were like, you know, let's just turn the camera. Oh, there's that Galligan again!
Yep, he's not fucking acting.
I was on drugs.
Yep, he's not fucking acting. He's just, this is just him.
Yep. They just turned the camera on and just let Nick, and didn't tell him that they were filming.
Yep, he's just like going full for it.
I just want to find out why did Zach Galligan do a movie with Judge Reinhold? I'm pretty sure they did. I need to find out.
Fuck you, I'll see you tomorrow.
This is a really shitty apartment or whatever it is.
Again, she runs.
Yep.
Just like she ran from her marriage.
Oh, I killed her husband. Or whatever. What the fuck is he doing? It's just another day at Nicolas Cage.
I hope that wasn't his shit.
I hope not.
No, it's paint. He's just gone stupid. This was just him normally.
Exactly. I'm going to do a lot of cage rage in this scene.
This is
I do a lot of this every time Spider-Man kicks my ass.
He just found out the T-Rex skull he bought was stolen.
Oh, it's this movie. Yes. It's this movie.
Whoa, he's going. Oh! Nick Cage is covering himself in black paint. I am not comfortable with any of this.
He's just going for it. This wasn't even him acting. This was just him that day.
Okay, I looked up Judge Reinhold and Zach Galligan were in Gremlins together.
I was waiting for you to remember that.
I was trying to remember because I knew they were in something together, but I couldn't remember what
one. I'm like, seriously, you don't remember?
Is Judge Reinhold in Gremlins?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he was Gerald Hopkins. I think I must have...
Do you work at the bank?
Yeah, I think so. Let me find out. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
And Dandelion's still wearing that Ronnie outfit.
Did he clean all his paint up, or?
I hope so. That would be hilarious if he just rocked up to a house with all the paint still
with just
all over.
His undies and the paint on.
Yes.
Hello, Xandaloo.
I feel very guilty about making Judge Reinhold drown, even though he wanted to.
He made me a vampire.
But in my defense, he bit me.
First of all, only like Jennifer Beals is allowed to bite me, not Judge Reinhold.
That's how I became a vampire. I'm a vampire. I'm a vampire. Ah!
I'm going to change it because I'm going to be starring in my uncle Francis Ford Coppola's next movie, Bram Stoker's Dracula, but I'm going to change it to Cage Stoker's Cagula.
Jesus Christ.
We need to tell the world about this movie.
This movie is the best. This is the most fucked up, weird fucking shit I've ever seen.
The dialogue!
I smell your skin.
It has to say something when we've seen Night Killer.
Yeah, you slap him. Yeah, slap him again. Yeah, hit him!
Oh, Dave. David Lynch connection. She was in Twin Peaks and he was in Wild at Heart.
You don't say, Bede.
Shut up. Here we go again.
I'm just going to do you on the bed with some paint. Mind if I do some finger painting on you?
No!
It's not as hot because your husband's dead, but...
Yeah.
I just want him to watch him and say stuff like, I want to watch you guys.
I just like to watch you guys.
Maybe the old lady can watch us.
You know what? This should have been like Ghost, and Judge Reinhold came back as a ghost.
Oh, where is his head? His head was in a very awkward position.
Now he can't get it up.
Oh,
maybe it's her.
Mm. Yeah.
I can't have sex now because I got to do another at least 20 movies in the next hour. Allegedly.
Why is this movie the way it is?
I don't know, but it's amazing. And the fact, and I just want to know, like, what was it about this movie that made the producers of Free Willy Free be like, I need this person to direct that sequel?
So you said in the book the married couple were first cousins.
Yes.
But that wasn't established in this, obviously.
Obviously not, because that would have made it even more weird and creepy.
But I've seen Thirst, but it's been a while. Does any of that, this stuff happen in that?
I think in Thirst it was like loosely based on the book, so they probably just changed a few things around.
Yeah, it's been a while, because I can't remember that movie very well.
That would make sense, because Nick Cage is a vampire in this movie.
I'm a vampire.
I'm a vampire. That's why I wear all
black.
So
she just walks off wearing dead Judge Reinhold's clothes.
Yes.
And he's following her.
You know, he can also pass for Julian from Trailer Park Boys in that outfit.
Yeah. I miss his big wrestling belt.
Look at that sweeper there with the blonde hair and the blue bandana. You missed him, but he was in the background. It was hilarious.
No, I was looking at him. Don't worry.
There are a lot of weird, like, people in the background of this movie.
Who's that guy?
I don't know. Who is that guy?
I don't know, but he's got a big car.
Time to go to church. And have sex in the confessional again.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Oh, he's got a gun! He's got a gun! He's packing heat!
Who's he gonna shoot? It's gotta be Nick Cage, right?
I'm assuming.
Oh! Drive-by shooting!
Oh, hey, Johnny. Shit! Oh, no, don't tell me. No!
Deadly, no!
Jesus, right in the chest.
Where's the blood come from?
He shot her in the boob. So that subplot came out of nowhere. Johnny the room.
And now she's
so
dead.
So basically, so Johnny.
Okay, oh glad my. He managed to make his comeback.
Confused, what is going on?
I don't know. So basically, Johnny was in trouble with gangsters, and it's just established just now?
Yep. And
well, maybe it was and we missed it, but I don't remember anything being brought up about it.
And for some reason...
There was a phone call, but... Yeah. There was a random phone call, but...
And for some reason, she's like, I'm going to sacrifice myself for you. But it's probably because now she misses Judge Reinhold.
Gotta be in the unrated. This is not the unrated cut. That's gotta be in the unrated cut.
I feel like we're missing half a plot with this. I need to find the full version of this. Where's my 4K Blu-ray? Fucking hell.
I need my 4K Blu-ray of this right now.
Mm-hmm. I need this. I need this.
That's
movie
it.
Now.
That's
it.
And that's the movie. Movie now.
That is the movie.
Coming
and
up
Sexaholics
next.
Is Sexaholics.
Coming up next, Sexaholics.
I got good people. I got In Pursuit. I got Sexaholics, Twisted House Sister, and A Bigger Splash.
We have Sexaholics, nice. Good People, In Pursuit, Point Blank, and Criss Cross.
Okay. Wow.
There you go.
Well, that was a trip.
Well, that was certainly an experience, and maybe the best thing we've ever found that none of us have seen before on Tubi.
Indeed. Like, this is always fun when we watch stuff we've never seen before and our reactions are just genuine.
I kind of just want to sit down and watch this again. Wow.
Indeed.
If we still have listeners left, thank you. Thank you so much for, being on this journey with us as we discovered the wonderful world of Xanderly. And none of us will ever be the same again. So, guys, thank
you. I don't
think
I will either.
So, everyone, thank you for listening. We highly appreciate it. We are happy to be your weekly dose of funny, hilarity, entertainment from Tubi. As always, you can find us at our base of operations at supermarcy.com. You can check me out if you want to on my Twitter at twitter.com/supermarcy. You can follow the Super Network there also at sm_supernetwork. We are also on the Facebooks. You can find us at facebook.com/thesupernetwork. Or you can look up our Facebook group, which is under the Super Network group. We are also on YouTube, which you can find us at the Super Network if you look that up, or our names. I'm sure it'll show up in the search engine. You can check us out on Instagram at the.super.network. You can find us on the TikToks at the Super Network. And of course, you can find the Tubi Tuesdays podcast along with all of our other podcasts on all the major podcast streaming platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. They're all there. We're generally on all of them. And if you find us on one that allows ratings and reviews, please leave us something. We would love to hear your feedback. Know what you think of the show. We love and appreciate all of our fans. Guys, Bede, first, where can people find you?
Well, if people want to find me personally, they can find me on my Twitter page at twitter.com/BedeJamine, or my Facebook writers page at facebook.com/TerribleAussie. And of course, you can find all my writings over at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and columns.
And Batch, where can people check you out and all your stuff?
You can find me every Tuesday on Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop4D Network, where me and the one, the only Mr. Mark Chevalier recap all of the classic, amazing Spider-Man issues from the very beginning to present day.
And you can find me on Everybody Loves Craven. You're not getting your own show. Fine.
There may be I don't know if the fans want to see a spin-off podcast with Nicolas Cage, Craven, and Martha the Robot. we'll have to let them decide.
It could not afford me.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you, Craven. God damn. Asshole.
Wow.
He's got an ego on him, that
That's
guy.
Very... Indeed, and I thought I had a huge ego because I'm Nicolas Cage.
You do. Fuck off. Go away.
And I always refer to myself in the third person.
Yeah, apparently. Once again, if this is the first time you've listened to a Doobie Tuesday and you've made it to the end, we love you.
We're sorry.
I hope you've all enjoyed this madness. I'm still not sure what the fuck we did, but we did it. Tune in next week where it is Bede's pick. Be very fucking scared because who knows? Excuse me. Who knows what he picks?
I got mine all picked out, and I think it is quite a doozy of a film, and I think all of our listeners are going to enjoy us watching this movie.
Yeah, and then the other downside is the one after that is going to be Bede's Patreon voted pick. So
yes,
you know,
I've already picked out my four movies for that one.
I'm also very fucking scared because we're going to have like the next two episodes are going to be insanity. Will they match Xanderly? We don't know. So, guys, until next time, I've been super. Bede's been terrible. Batch has been a batch hole.
No good. Son of a batch.
Son of a batch. And we are now all obsessed with Xanderly and is the best movie ever made ever. Okay, guys.
Xanderly!
Bye.
See you, everybody.
Bye.
The
2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast. Bye bye.
What a show.
Well, that was a thing.